Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Louisiana with the latest on Hurricane Francine. CBS correspondent Dave Malkoff is there. Dave, thank you for being with us. Can you update us on the situation there?
Good morning, Tom and Megan. We are just starting to get the outer bands of Hurricane Francine. We are now in the sixth named storm of the season. Where we are right now is in Houma, Louisiana, and that is in the southern part of the state. This is the same area that went through Hurricane Ida. I don't know if you remember that. That was 3 years ago, and that was a Category 4 storm. So everybody here is very aware of what a hurricane can do. They're worried. You can see the worry in their eyes, because if you've ever covered a natural disaster, you know that after the media leaves, it doesn't mean that the story is over. These things echo through years and lifetimes, and this storm is still not cleaned up since 2011 2021 when we had Hurricane Ida come through as a Cat 4, destroying houses, taking out the power grid, taking out the communication systems. A lot of people still have blue tarps on their roof. We were over at a woman's house yesterday who doesn't have her house put together since Hurricane Ida. She's still waiting on insurance. She's worried about the flooding, and we could have 10 feet of storm surge in a worst-case scenario here. And so she was out getting 20 bags of 25-pound sandbags to put around her house, 25 pounds each. And, you know, she's working at the hospital helping deliver babies as a scrub tech, you guys. And she will be there during landfall again. She helped to deliver babies last time around, and this time around, as the hurricane is coming through, she'll be helping to bring babies into the world. It's an essential worker. A lot of people have to do that and work right through the hurricane.
Dave, I'm curious, what we're hearing is that this storm is gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico. You know, you talked about some of the last storms. Do we know how strong this is supposed to be when it makes landfall later today?
Yeah, there's a lot of warm water between where the storm developed and where it is right now as a Category 1, and we still have a lot of warm water for the eye of the hurricane, the center of rotation, to go through. That pulls all the power into the storm, and that's where we get that intensification. The National Hurricane Center is thinking that this will be a Category 2 storm when it makes landfall here in southern Louisiana, maybe around 7 p.m. or so. The storm is moving very slow. We were looking at a 1 p.m. landfall, then a 3 p.m. landfall. Now it's back up to 7 p.m. So that's a bad case scenario here, too, because you don't want a storm sitting on top of you and just dumping rain. Not only will you have the wind damage, but you'll also have the intense flooding, the street flooding, and then you have the storm surge where the storm is pushing the ocean water up the canals and up the intercoastal through this area. Not only do we have the problem with climate change becoming warmer water, making most of the warming that happens on the planet happens in the oceans. So we have warmer water, more of a power source. But we also have sea level rise here. We have land subsiding down, and the bottom of Louisiana is not being built up the way it used to be. Louisiana is built up from mud in the Mississippi River system. So all the way through Wisconsin and down here, we actually have all sorts of mud that builds up. But because of farming techniques that have changed over the past few decades, we're not getting the same amount of mud that we got down here. So we're not getting the land building. We're having the sea level rise and when the land subside. So we don't have the kind of protection here in southern Louisiana that we used to have. We do have the barrier islands out there and the bayous, but it's still going to push a lot of hurricane force towards us.
Hurricane Francine barreling toward Louisiana and Texas. Live from Louisiana has been CBS correspondent Dave Malkoff. Dave, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.